Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westlake moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westlake scores. Philly moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly tags and scores. Strickland tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila bunts towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Keegan takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Matt Batts pinch hits for Phil Cavaretta. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee pinch runs for Matt Batts. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to third. McGee moves to second. Bob Hooper now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera scores. McGee scores. Michaels moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Don Mossy now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox is thrown out after the base hit. Michaels scores. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Maury Martin now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. One out. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Rivera scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Philly takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strickland strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Don Mossy. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.